Barrington Stage Company's world premiere production of American Son by Christopher Demos Brown begins previews in Pittsfield, Massachusetts this Friday. Winner of the prestigious Lawrence Hatcher Award for Best New Play of 2016, the new drama examines our nation's racial divide through the eyes of an estranged interracial couple. Over the course of one evening, the couple's disparate backgrounds collide as they confront an unexpected crisis involving their son, the police, and an abandoned car. Tamara Tooney and Michael Hayden star as Kendra Ellis Connor and Scott Connor in the production directed by Barrington Stage's artistic director, Julianne Boyd. Actor and producer Tamara Tooney played attorney Jessica Griffin on CBS's As the World Turns and medical examiner Melinda Warner on NBC's Law & Order SVU. She co-produced the original production of Spring Awakening on Broadway and recently won an Obie Award for her work in Familiar at Playwrights Horizons. Michael Hayden was on the ABC series Murder One. He made his Broadway debut as Billy in the 1994 revival of Carousel and has since starred in many Broadway and off-Broadway shows. Tamara Tooney and Michael Hayden, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Tell us how this project came to each of your plates. What about the script, the story, made you want to come up here and do it?
I was doing a play in New York called Familiar off-Broadway, and Julie saw the play. And so Pat McCorkle, the casting director, called my agent and asked if I would be interested in doing the play. And so I had a read, and then we set up a meeting with Julie to talk about it. And I thought when I read the play that it was really, you know, powerful and an interesting way to, you know, explore some of the racial issues in this country through the prism of this couple, a black woman and a white man who have a son. And, you know, and I thought that Chris, the playwright, Demos Brown, had really kind of laid it all out there, you know, in an interesting way. And almost kind of a subliminal way, you know, having the conversation through two people who care about one thing but have a completely different perspective on that one thing, which is their son. So I just thought it'd be a great challenge, and also I hadn't been to the Berkshires in a couple of decades, so it was time for me to get back up here.
Yeah, I too, Pat McCorkle, the casting director, has I've been a number of projects with her, and she brought me to the attention of Julie, who watched some of my work on tape, and I was not in town at the time, so she and I had a phone conversation, and you know, the first thing I said to her was, I'm always nervous about saying this play is about ... It's mm-hmm. about many things, but I felt with all the issues that Tamara began to talk about, and there's so many, and essentially it's about family. It's about this husband and wife trapped in this room with their son. They don't know what's happened to their son, and all the stuff that begins to be excavated, the pain and love and anger, so many things. So Julie and I talked. We were of like minds, and very excited to be here.
It's a new play. Mm-hmm. Does it feel different putting up a new play than something that is established that's been done before?
Absolutely. I mean, because you're discovering, and the play is still being worked on, you know, by the writer, and it's still evolving and developing, and, you know, we're all creating new characters, you know, new people. They've never been birthed before. So, as opposed to, you know, something that, you know, has already been created, and, you know, you approach each thing hopefully in a new, fresh way, even though it may be, you know, remounting of something or a revival of something or whatever. But, you know, I really enjoy being the one to have the first crack at a play.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very tenuous process, isn't it? Because, you know, you're creating a whole new road, a whole new journey that's not been created before. So that can be scary in it, but it's fantastic. And it's always exciting to have a writer in the room. The creative process has a whole new element to it, not just actor and director, but you have a writer in there too. So you're all scratching and searching to find the best way to tell these stories and to begin to bring these human beings to life. Mm-hmm. And the perspectives, you just have one other perspective that's vital. Mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Julianne Boyd is directing. She's artistic director here at Barrington Stage, but she's also directing the piece. You've each just mentioned her a couple times. Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking to you very early in the process.
Yes.
But what in the conversations you've had with her so far, pre-rehearsal and the little bit of rehearsal you've had, what type of director does she prove to be?
What I'm noticing is she doesn't hesitate to ask questions, and I think that's always the most important part about doing any play, whether it's a new play or, you know, something that's being revived or whatever. I think it's always important to, you know, to ask questions and to come in the room not knowing the answers. And, you know, discovering the answers together, I think, is always, you know, really fun and interesting. I continue, whenever I'm doing any play, I continue to discover, even once the play is up and running, I continue to figure stuff out. You know what I mean? And I think Julie also makes me feel, you know, very just comfortable and safe and collaborative.
Well, one of the things I immediately loved about Julie was that she said, you know, you call me anytime. I'm up till midnight. You know, just call me anytime with questions, anything, you know, and sent me loads of research. Lenta, you may not want to read any of this. I got an Amazon book in the mail 2 days later. I thought, I didn't order a book. Well, it's from Julie, you know, so she's just so excited, so passionate. And as Tamara said, you know, we're in the early stages of getting to know each other, which is, you know, it's building a friendship mm-hmm. and trust. But so far, as you know, Tamara said, it's safe, it's fun, questions flying. And at this stage of the game, that's what all you can hope for. It's fantastic.
So you both do a lot of theater work and some film and television, lots of film and television. Is theater the passion? Is theater the most fulfilling thing?
For me, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because early on in my career when I was doing, you know, film and television and theater, you know, all at the same time, you know, which I continue to do. But, you know, early on, someone would pose that question. I would say, well, you know, they're all wonderful in their own different ways. You know, they're all so great and I love them all and everything. But, you know, then I, you know, really got to the core and the truth of myself. And theater has always been my first and only love. Unfortunately, and yes, I'm going to say this on the radio, theater actors don't get paid enough, you know, so we can't support ourselves just doing theater. So the TV and the film, that helps the bank account, definitely. And also, you know, I've been really lucky to have done some really great television and film projects, too. But there is nothing better for me than the rehearsal process, which you never get when you're doing a film or a television show, and then just having that immediate connection with the audience and knowing whether they're with you or they're not, or, you know, are they engaged, are they not. And I shared this story the other night with our other two cast members. 9/11, I was doing Tartuffe at Shakespeare in New Jersey, and we had to shut down for, you know, 4 days because of 9/11, you know, everything was on lockdown. And I was kind of stuck out in New Jersey. And so me and one of the other castmates from D.C. and Paul Mullins, who was directing it, you know, we were sharing a house and we were all sitting there going, you know, what is the world about and why are we doing theater, basically? Why are we even doing this? And so finally we got the show up that Friday evening and we had a house of maybe 30 people, I think, who came, who ventured out. And so we did the play and Tartuffe, you know, a lot of Tartuffe is about religious zealotry and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so we did the play and at the end of the play, 30 people in the audience leapt to their feet like weeping. And, you know, we realized even more how relevant the play was, Tartuffe was, and how important it was for these people to have this outlet, to have this escape, if you will. And that's what theater is about, and that's what live theater is about. You know, it is that immediate kind of connection with your audience for whom we do. And then we're not in a vacuum. You know, a lot of times television films feel like you're working in a vacuum. You know what I mean? And so yeah, that was a long answer to theater. Theater first.
A long and beautiful answer. Thank you.
I do love television and film, and I agree that, you know, it certainly helps your bank account and it gives you the exposure. As you know, I mean, Tamara's done a lot more than I have. Gives you the exposure to make more creative choices, because you have the exposure and the finances to be able to allow you to do that, mm-hmm. among other things. But Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like entering the ring night after night, right? I mean, laying it all out there in front of a bunch of people, trying to expose as much of yourself, which you never fully do through a character. It's dangerous, it's fun, it's sexy, and to get to tell great stories, and I think this is a great story, that's timeless. We've done it, we keep doing it. People listening to this are listening to radios because they're not wanting just to see some pretty picture on TV. You do a great play, it's the same thing. You know, it's all bets are off, and man, there's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm. And also, as an actor, I inevitably, when I'm doing a film or television show, and you know, you've shot the scenes for the day, and you go home at the end of the day, and you're just chilling, or you're just about to fall asleep, and you think, oh God, that's what I should have done. You know, but you can't go back. But in the theater, you can. You know, you can go back and apply whatever that thought was or whatever that feeling was the next performance, you know, and so you can constantly continue to grow and grow and grow in the character and in the context of the play. And then there also is the element of not knowing what's going to happen from one performance to the next. I mean, we know what the play is, we know what, you know, but it's live and, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
You're both also musical performers. Mm-hmm. Is your preparation approach different doing a musical versus a play without music?
I'll let you start this one.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know, I think acting is always acting one. What gets more complicated are the texts and the styles and so forth. Musical theater, of course, you have the necessity to, you have a lot more in the air. You've got the libretto, you've got the music, you've got so many other things informing you. Not unlike Shakespeare, strong form, structure. Ultimately, you have to emerge through that structure, but of course, learning music and training your voice and training a voice for that particular piece, that's an enormous task before you even get in the door, and then it continues to grow, and then you've got a musical director who you're having a nightly conversation with as well, and an orchestra. So yeah, there's more balls in the air, but ultimately, you're on stage, you're telling a story, you know, and you tell it through dialogue, and when dialogue's not enough, you need to sing. And so yeah, it's different, but ultimately on stage telling a story is being on stage telling a story.
Yeah. And definitely when I'm doing a musical, I kind of put myself into like musical theater boot camp. And, you know, frankly, I just have to be on like my best behavior in order to, you know, protect the voice and da, 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 da. And when I'm doing a play, you know, it's not as strict, let's say. Not as strict.
Yeah, you can have a scratchy voice or a cold when you're doing a play. You know, people that are doing major musicals, people don't get it. You don't talk. I mean, you're silent. You start humming maybe around 4.
Exactly.
You know, it's like living in a cloister. You're a hermit.
Mm-hmm. So you're both away from home to do this regional production of this show. Does being away help the process? Do you get to focus on the work more, or are you so focused on your work when you're at home anyway that it's not very different?
No, I think definitely being up here, I mean, it's almost like a conservatory theater camp, you know, and the phone rings less because I'm out of town. There are less distractions. And so, yeah, I feel like I really can go into a place where I'm just much more fully focused on the task at hand. Whereas if I'm at home, there's still, I got to do this, this, and this, and this before I go to rehearsal, you know. But up here, it's just kind of get up and, you know, have a little breakfast and do my yoga and then come on over to rehearsal. So.
Yeah, in a certain way, it's, of course, you know, personally, I desperately miss my wife, but there is a gestation period, you know, a period of enormous focus when you're not memorizing, but when you're, yeah, that's part of it. But, you know, when you're in rehearsal and you're exhausted at the end of the day, and silence is a wonderful thing. So it is absolutely easier and in some ways necessary to carve out amount of time where you have no other distractions. It's something, you know, people who assume that actors are selfish, well, some of them are, of course, like any other human being. But part of that
it's
is
not because they're actors, it's because they're human.
Part of that is necessary. It's part of the artistic process, and I think it transcends music, dancing, acting, all of it.
I thank you both very much for taking the time to speak with me, and I can't wait to see the show.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Tamara Tooney and Michael Hayden star in American Son, which begins previews on the main stage at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts this Friday. The play is written by Christopher Demos Brown and directed by Julianne Boyd. For more information, visit barringtonstageco.org. That link is also posted along with this interview online at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.